One of the many massive issues Senator McCain took leadership on was immigration reform. During the George W. Bush administration, McCain was heavily involved in bipartisan negotiations on crafting immigration solutions. And he was famously one of the so-called Gang of Eight during the Obama administration. It was a group that featured four Republican senators and four Democrats, leading to the Senate passing comprehensive reform on a 68-32 vote. But it never went anywhere in the House. With us for a few minutes to talk about Senator McCain's work on immigration reform is his former chief of staff, Becky Talent. She was also heavily involved in the push for immigration reform in 2013 in the U.S. House. Becky, thanks for some of your time today.
Thanks for having me.
So why did Senator McCain believe immigration reform was so important?
Oh, that's actually a very long question,
okay.
A very long answer to that question. But I think he really believed in the ideals of that Reagan espoused and the shining city on the hill. And he thought this was the greatest country on earth and felt that if people really wanted to make the sacrifice and really wanted to, you know, protect their family and feed their family and come here and work hard, that they were able to make whatever they wanted of themselves. And that's part of the reason he loved this country so much. And it really was epitomized in the immigrant struggle. He felt it passionately in his heart, and you can see that by the fact that he spent so many years trying to get this done at great political cost to him in some ways. And he fought against, in some cases, his own party. He fought against them, and he also fought against Democrats, and he pushed and prodded and really did everything he could to try to get this done. And I'm hoping that the work that we were able to do really helps lay a blueprint for the years to come in this debate. But I don't think anybody could have done it better. And I think that he put so much of himself into it. And it really was identifying with the struggle of the immigrants and really wanting to afford opportunities to everybody who was working hard and wanted to come here and make something of themselves.
And he was a force of nature in many ways, but did he find frustration that more members of his own party, especially when it came to the Gang of Eight situation, that more of his party didn't go along with it, especially in the House? And I know there's stuff related to President Obama in there as well, but when it comes to specifically Republicans in that case, was he disappointed?
Probably disappointed that we didn't get immigration reform done, period. Whether it be with Republicans or Democrats or the administration, it's hard to kind of parse that all out because there were so many political dynamics at play there and some realities of what we were dealing with politically in the country at the time. But he was about solutions and he was about getting to the right thing and being productive, and whether or not that involved bipartisan conversations or working with the leadership or working with the administration, he would do whatever he needed to do to get the job done. And I think that's where he was disappointed. I don't think that you can lay it. I think that there's a lot of political dialogue about which party's at fault and who to blame. But I think he wasn't looking for people to blame. He was looking for solutions. And we didn't get to that solution, not yet. And so I think that's where he would probably focus his disappointment.
Now, he got some criticism around 2010. This is when J.D. Hayworth challenged him from the right. And there was the infamous ad about building the danged fence. And I wonder, is there a misunderstanding or not? Because he was criticized for that and people saw that as inconsistency. But others would point to the fact that comprehensive reform involves not just path to citizenship, but also border security. Was the criticism of him fair at that point or no?
I didn't think so. I mean, he had been pretty consistent in his message on border security. Unfortunately, it just depends on kind of what the narrative is of the day and what people want to pay attention to. But he absolutely believed that strong border security was critical component of any comprehensive solution. So if you look at the bills that he authored in 2006, 2007, 2013, every single one of those had strong border security components to them. And they also said that he was inconsistent in the 2008 presidential campaign. Absolutely not true. So you can't take statements that were made in throughout the several years and then say that shows the path of inconsistency when those statements were the same. So he 100% believed in strong security at the border. And if you go down to the border, I'm sure you've been down there at some point, you can see that there's still massive needs down there. It's unfortunate that we've stumbled into a place on immigration reform where the debate has gotten so heated and it's hard to kind of focus on solutions. But I think that was an unfair criticism. And I think that if you go back and checked his record, I think that bears out.
And Becky, finally, it's not just that the rhetoric is heated. It's almost simplified and simplistic. And as you said, Senator McCain seemed to see it from all different angles. And I don't know if you had a chance to talk to them about, you know, President Trump's push for the wall and not seeming to having a lot of flexibility on that. Is there one other thing on immigration that you would think of with Senator McCain? Certainly, there's the DACA students. What do you think he would make of the approach that President Trump has right now?
Like I said, I think that he's really just—he would be just focused on getting to the right solution for the country. So it's not what President Trump is saying, and it's not what, you know, the Democrats are saying. It's about how do we get to come together as a country to find a good solution to move forward on this debate that's been going on for over 15 years now. I mean, in some ways, it's been going on for decades. But when we started working on trying to, President Bush started working on trying to get immigration reform done in 2001. We're now in 2018. It's almost like it's mirroring the healthcare debate pre-Obamacare in the amount of time that we have serious people seriously engaged on this issue. So, you know, no matter who was willing to come to the table, he was willing to work with whoever was willing to step up to get to the right solution for the country and for the community. And that's, you know, again, unfortunately, we weren't able to get there over the last 15 plus years. But I think that if he was here now, what he'd be saying is that he hasn't given up hope yet. And he once told me after the 2007 debate, the bill fell apart and we were all very disappointed. And I was in his office and he said, Becky, I know you've been working really hard on this. I know you're really disappointed, but I believe that we're on the side of right. And right will eventually always win. And that was how he looked at the world and how he looked at his career and looked at his obligation as to continue to fight for right. And I think that you can see that the political side of it meant less to him than the actual tangible solutions. And I think, you know, that's one of the things I think we're all really going to miss about him.
Becky Talent, former chief of staff for the late Senator John McCain. Becky, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.